I have a question about the Windows 8.
Okay.
I had Windows 7. I loved it. My computer crashed. I had to get another one, and it went to Windows 8.
Sigh.
Now I heard many times your professions of Windows 8, you know, not being where it should be. And I was wondering, they have an upgrade to 8.1.
Yes.
Is that going to be any better for
me? It is better. You know, my attitude is at this point, Windows 8's been out for a year. You kind of have to get the latest version of Windows. A, because it's hard not to. I mean, you can still find Windows 7 if you look hard enough. But B, because it's the latest version. It's going to be supported longer. There are improvements in it. And here's the bottom line. You can make Windows 8 behave a lot like Windows 7 with just a few little programs. The reason I don't like Windows 8, and I'm not alone, is because it's kind of a adolescent. It's in between the future for Microsoft, which they've decided is tablets, touch computing, and
right.
The past, which was desktop computing. And so it's a little of both. And you've got two browsers, two versions of Internet Explorer, one for the desktop, one for the touch screen. It's confusing. And you have different versions of the control panel, one for the touch screen, one for the desktop. And it's confusing. However, once you get used to it, it's usable. If you decide you like the desktop, Windows 8.1 lets you boot right to the desktop so you don't see the tiles.
Right.
You can, with the addition of an inexpensive or free program, Classic Shell, or my favorite, which is $5 from stardock.com. It's called Start 8, start and the number 8, adds a start menu to your desktop. So if you've got 8.1, you boot into the desktop and then you use Start 8, it looks just like Windows 7.
Okay, so if I upgrade it to 8.1, then I would be able to use the a typical start menu?
No. Microsoft did not add a start menu. They added a start button, which is not the same thing, but you can, with third-party applications, add a start menu.
Oh, that was the application you just...
Yeah. No, you don't have... Windows 8 or 8.1, you can add a third-party start menu. The 8.1 does let you boot to the desktop, which is something people have been begging for. And here's the interesting story. I think, frankly, Windows 8 and Surface RT cost Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, his job. I think the board fired him over this. And I think Microsoft is retrenching because they've already... told off the record two of our Windows experts, Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley, they've already said the next version of Windows Threshold, will have a start menu. So the menu is coming back.
I see. So that program would be available in the future to replace...
Well, no, I said, with a third-party app, Start 8 from Stardock or Classic Shell... You can add a start menu. It's a little program that'll run in the background and give you a start menu.
I see. Great.
So I would say at this point, get Windows 8. Oh, you already did.
I'm on 8.
Yeah, just get used to it.
Oh,
definitely upgrade to 8.1. Yes,
1.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, you enjoy your holiday season, and I thank you very much for your expertise on the show.
Thank you, Dave. Happy New Year to you, too.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm not, I am, what can you do? This is where Microsoft wants you to be. So, ride the horse in the direction it's going, I guess. Classic Shell gives you a start menu. What can I say? Leo Laporte, the tech guy.